And, you know, as Ray wrapped up saying, you know, practice, 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 that's exactly where we're leading to here. So we're going to take what Ray went over with us, the six core areas, the day-to-day responsibilities, and then the adaptive leadership that we went over at the very end, and take a look at that and build it into your own action plan. So let's take a quick minute, flip to maybe like the last page of your workbook where you may have like a back cover or a blank piece of paper next to you, and just write action plan so that you have a spot that you can refer back to, that this is going to be top of mind with you as you get back into your work later today or tomorrow when you return to the health center. We're going to walk through just a couple of quick questions with you. So to start your action planning, what was something new that you learned today? Something new that Ray went over that was an aha or a nugget that you can take home with you that you're ready to try to implement. So what's something new that you learned either from Ray or in reading the chat box as it scrolled through? And when you're done with that, you're going to take another sentence, mark it number two. What's one thing that Ray validated for you that you're already doing as a health center leader? This is an ongoing process, something that you're going to continue to practice with, something that you're doing in your current positions, preparing for new positions. So some of these things you may already be doing. What was validated for you that you're already doing in your day-to-day work? And then the last step. What's that one thing you're going to put into practice as a leader in your health center? What's the one thing out of everything we just talked about over the last hour? What's the one thing that you're going to put into practice, and maybe make a note to yourself on how you want to do that? This last question is the most important one. You know, I think, you know, for NAC and spending the time together with you for the last hour, hour and a half, we want to make sure that you've taken something back with you, that you've taken something that you can identify and that you want to practice as a new leader in your health center. Your next steps from here is to share what you learned. That's part of your practicing. Share with a colleague, share with a supervisor, a friend, you know, that memory recall, as Ray mentioned early on, as part of your adult learning and learning concepts, is to practice and to recall and bring this back into memory. So as you tell people about it, you're recalling that and able to reteach yourself and those who you're talking to. Again, practice, 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 regardless of what your role is right now. Making that shift, that mindset shift to a leader is where you want to go. You're not going to master this in a single day. You're not going to master it in a single trial, and be consistent with practicing and tweaking your approach so that you get to a place where it's comfortable for you. Ask for feedback from those people that you're talking with. You know, as simple as, hey, this is something new that I'm trying. How did it work for you? And that'll help you refine it so that it's something that you're comfortable with.